Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
I make a choice. I make a decision. God, I choose you. Amen. Doesn't mean I'm going to be perfect. Doesn't mean I'm not ever going to make another mistake. But it means I have now been reconciled to God, and I'm going to let God begin to do a work in my life. You see, I don't believe that you confess Jesus as Lord and then go ahead and live any way you want to. I believe when you confess Jesus as Lord, you're saying, Lord, I'm receiving you and all you have for me. And now you're coming into my life. And the reason you're coming into my life is to help me to build my life so that I can withstand the storms that are going to come against me. So therefore, I'm going to be a doer of the word. And I'm going to serve you, Lord. I'm going to surrender my life to you. And I'm not going to do it just as a servant. Why? Because look in 1 John chapter 3. Here's God's attitude towards you and me. He's not looking for servants. You've got to understand something, church. Under the old covenant, they were servants of God. Are you listening to me? They served God by keeping the law. And so the children of Israel were called the servants of God. But under this new covenant of God's love through Jesus Christ being reconciled to him, God doesn't call us servants. Look what he says in 1 John 3, verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. In other words, God has already bestowed it. It's already been released. It's a done deal. What is that love, God? He says this, that we should be called children of God. Hallelujah. Come on. What is this love wanting to do? God wants us to be a child, not just a servant, not just serving out of obligation, not serving because the law says so, but God wants to bring us into his family and make us children of God. Are you listening to me? I don't want my son to love me because he has to. I want him to love me because I'm his dad. I don't want my children to do things because I lay down strict laws and they have to. I want them to do it because they enjoy the relationship. They appreciate what's going on. And this is the thing, folks. We should love God and serve God out of his love for us and our love for him. Amen. You know, I was asked this week, we were with a group of ministers that are overseeing ministry across this nation, and we were talking we were talking about the different things. And I said, well, whenever I left my Bible school, which was Rhema, I said, I made some commitments to God. I said, first of all, Lord, you've loved me and called me out of sin and called me to serve you and made me your child. So God, when I graduated, I walked away from there and I said, Lord, I make this vow to you that I will go and live my life in such a way that I will never bring reproach to you or the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray that I will never do anything in my life that will ever bring one moment of sorrow to you, because I love you and I want to please you and I want to live in your love. And I want to live a life that's pleasing unto you. Then I said this, I said, and Lord, Brother Hagin has been such an important part of my life. I want to make a commitment that I'll never go out here and preach crazy stuff and do crazy things that would bring one second of sadness to him, because he's been a spiritual father that's imparted things to me. You see, I believe that when people and God and different things, when that love is released, we want to live in such a way that's pleasing. My dad, in the natural, he's my stepfather. He married my mom just before my fifth birthday. He raised me as his own. My grandfather, his dad, told him whenever he was going to marry my mom, he said, now, Charles, she's got two kids and they're little. I was four and my sister was two. He said, and you're going to be the only dad they're ever going to know because they're young. And he said, if you marry her, you're going to have to raise those kids. You know what my dad's response to his dad was? I love her so much that I'll love anything that's come through her just like my own. And you know what my stepdad did? He loved me just like I was his own. And you know what my vow to him was? I love my dad so much. I said, God, help me to honor him in all I do and never bring one moment of sadness to my dad because of his love towards me. I didn't do it out of love or out of legality or law. I did it out of relationship. We should live every day of our life for God with such a love and such a respect and such a desire to please Him that we're doers of the Word, that we live this thing, and that people see Him in our life. I can remember playing ball, and my dad would stand up there, and, you know, if I'd score a touchdown or they'd call my name out, he couldn't stay up in the bleachers. He'd have to get down along the sidelines. And I could look over, and when I'd do something, and he'd be standing over rubbing his belly. He always rubbed his belly. That's my boy. I ran track. And so I was running this race, and all of our guys kept getting beaten. So I said, let me run it. I can win it. And so, you know, it was 800. They run now. And after the first lap, I was up in the top three or four. And there's some guy sitting down in front of my dad says, oh, look at that boy. He'll quit. They all quit. My dad, he was a truck driver, and he was a big old guy. And so he reached over and grabbed the guy by the shoulder and said, that's my boy, and he won't quit. And you know what? I appreciated that. I appreciate it to this day. And as much as I love my dad and mom, I love my God more. Because He reached down when I was at my worst and loved me and reconciled me. Sent His Son, to die for me. It's beyond my ability to think how God could love me that much and want me to be His child. And how Jesus could lay aside His glory. We've never seen heaven. We don't have a clue as to why He laid aside. To come down here and to suffer for us. And to purchase us from Satan. And bring us back to the Father. Not as servants, but as sons and daughters. What an honor. No wonder that Paul says over there that we should be rejoicing in our reconciliation every day. Because God loves us and He made us children and he poured His Spirit into us. He goes on and he says in 1 John 3:2, he says, beloved, now we are children of God. Not when we get to heaven. Now. We are children of God right now. Hallelujah. Come on. We're God's family right now. See, I think we put everything off to heaven. But folks, Jesus didn't come to just get us to heaven. He came to be Lord in our life right now. We don't wait to get to heaven to be children of God. We're His family. We're His children now. Now we are the children of God. And it has not yet been revealed as to what we shall be. But we know. We know something. What do we know, John? That when He is revealed, when Jesus comes back, we shall be like Him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. For we shall see Him as He is. We shall be like Him. Folks, that is God's purpose. That's why Christ came. To bring us out of sin and darkness. Bring us into His family so that we could be like Him. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to be like Him. Amen. I want to walk with Him. And you know, it's a daily walk. Praise God. Aren't you glad that God didn't come down and say, okay, I saved you, fill you with my Spirit. Now you be perfect by this time tomorrow. My question is love. Wait a minute, God. But you know what God said? He said, I saved you. I've delivered you. I fill you with my Spirit. I adopt you. I make you my child. Now let's walk together and let me show you how I want you to live. And you know what? Just like us with our children, you know, your child gets up and they start, you know, you finally get them to walk, you know. They take a few steps and boom. That's why God makes them so short. So when they drop, it doesn't hurt. Hallelujah. Boom. You know. You know, you don't go over and say, you lousy kid, 3 steps, is that all you can do? No, what do you do whenever they take those first 3 steps? You call somebody. Ah! They walked. How far? 3 steps. Amen. Why? Because you're excited about them growing and you're helping them. And you know what you do? You pick them right back up and say, come on, let's get 4. Let's get 4. Hallelujah. And you know, God is that way. He's our Father. He loves us. He's sitting in heaven. And when we do something, I can see God, you know, I relate him to my, I can see him up there. Robin is, that's my boy. That's my girl. You say, I don't believe God does it. Well, remember over in Job? The devil comes up and accuses everybody and says, nobody's serving you. And God says, have you considered my servant Job? Look at him. Job's doing the deal. God's watching us, and he wants to be our father. Amen? One last scripture. Look over here in Revelation. You're right there in 1 John. Just go a couple pages to Revelation chapter 1. I want you to see something. We're children of God. God wants to be involved in our life. He wants to help us every day. He wants to be gracious to us. He wants to pour out his compassion, his mercy, and his love into us. And he says here in Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia and Huntington. Hallelujah. Well, amen. I mean, you know, we're in here too. Praise God. Especially New Life. Now, this is what he says. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. Ooh, hallelujah. He is and he was and he's coming again. Amen. Now, look, now what he says. And from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Now, people get all messed up with that. Just read John 14, 26 in the Amplified. Comforter, Counselor, Helper. There's seven names of the Holy Ghost, okay? Seven functions. Then he goes on, he says this, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. See, that's what we're celebrating today. He's the first one to be born from the dead. And the ruler over the kings of the earth. He was not just raised up, he was made ruler. To him who loved us, look at this, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Jesus is the firstborn. He has preeminence. But you know what he did as the firstborn? He immediately washed us in his blood, brought us into the family of God, and made us kings and priests unto God. That means that you and I can approach our Father without a sense of guilt, inferiority, or condemnation, and worship him and present praise and prayer and thanksgiving as kings and priests. Amen? That's what this day's about, folks. That's what this Resurrection Sunday's about. That Jesus took you from a slave to sin and made you a king and a priest unto our God. Jesus took you from an outcast who couldn't get to God and brought you into the family and made you a son and a daughter of God. He took you from a religion to a relationship. And he did it all because he loves you. And he said he would always be with us. Because he is, he was, and he's coming again. Amen?
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.